Tickets Tidbit.
Tidbit, a small and particularly interesting item of gossip or information.
And you are wearing two hats today.
I am, and this is a particularly interesting story, this one. It's actually horrific, I would claim.
I quite like a horrific story.
Yeah. Well, apparently there's a shortage of butter in Paris.
That's not horrific, Michelle.
It is absolutely horrific, Steph. What is wrong with you? Yes, so a shortage of butter means less croissants.
Oh, I'd not thought
you
that through.
You didn't think it through, yes.
That's horrific.
That's why you have me here. So, yeah, we're having a bit of fun with this. But actually, this is it's honestly quite a true story. Apparently, over the past year, the price of butter has skyrocketed in France by 92%.
Whoa!
And it's all because of the shortage of milk that was seen in 2016 in Europe. Apparently, everybody was kind of seeing the shortage of milk. It affected the butter industry. People are coming out. We have Fabien Castanier. He's from the Federation of French Biscuit and Cake Makers. He says the industry is under unsustainable pressure at the moment. And he says it's going to get worse. And there's a real risk of butter running out.
Isn't that ironic? Because every time we talk about the planet and the problems of the planet, you say it's because there's too many cows. It's ironic that there's not enough milk to make any butter, and now Paris are in trouble. Maybe they should reallocate some of the cows that everyone's eating
to France for butter.
Just for the milk so they can make the butter.
Excellent idea. Done.
Right, appreciate that tonight. If you're going out for dinner, if you're having iftar somewhere and you're putting a bit of butter on your bread bun, appreciate it because France may not be able to do that. Now, I don't know if you know, Michelle, but today is World Turtle Day. Did you know that?
I did not.
It is. It's very exciting. Warren Baverstock is the Aquarium Operations Manager at the Aquarium and Dubai Turtle Rehabilitation Project, and we have got him on the phone. Warren, we were on a beach at Jumeirah Al Nasim at 7:30 a.m. together this morning.
Listen, what did you think about the release, and how did you enjoy it?
I loved it, yeah. For some reason, I wasn't expecting to see turtles that were so big.
Yeah, yeah. So they come in all shapes and sizes. They get washed up all around the UAE. And through awareness of our project, people that find these turtles will bring them to Burj Al Arab, where we have a team of professionals. We work very closely with the Wildlife Protection Office, and we work hard to rehabilitate those guys. Once we're satisfied with their recovery at the Burj Al Arab and the facilities that we have here to provide the intensive care, we then move them over to Al Nasim, where they have a larger environment to carry out the final stages of their rehabilitation. And then once we're satisfied with their recovery there, we then organize a release. So far this year, this is our fourth release. Today's release is in celebration of World Sea Turtle Day.
And how old was the oldest turtle that you released today? Because they get much bigger as they get older, don't they?
They do, yeah. I mean, these were all fairly young turtles. I mean, they're very difficult to age, but the larger greens and hawksbill turtles, we kind of would say probably between 15 and 20 years old.
And now that they've been released, what happens? Yeah. There seem to be trackers on some of them.
Right, so we've been tracking sea turtles to find out what happens to them after we release them back to the wild, just to see how well the rehabilitation works, but also to find out more about where they go and the environments that they live in. More importantly, we more recently wanted to learn about where the small turtles go, considering that's the majority of turtles we get every year. So today we tagged five small sea turtles, four hawksbills and one green turtle. And those transmitters will allow us to track these turtles over about 3 months. That's the only thing. The batteries only last 3 months. But in those 3 months, every day when that turtle comes to the surface at a certain period of the day, and as long as the satellite's in alignment, we will get feedback on that turtle's exact position. So we can then start building a better picture of just where these turtles go once they're released back into the wild.
And Warren, everyone I've spoken to today since I got back to the office have said they weren't aware there was a Dubai Turtle Rehabilitation Project. And can they visit it?
Yes, they can. So our public interface of the Dubai Turtle Rehabilitation Project is located at the Al Nasim Hotel, the Jumeirah Al Nasim Hotel. Anybody can go there anytime to see the turtles. There's a large rehabilitation facility where during the day the turtles will just swim around and sleep and rest and come to the surface, take a breath, duck down. But they can all be observed by anybody just by walking around these enclosures. But on Wednesdays, 11 a.m., we hold a special session where anybody can come along and learn about the turtles and conduct a feed with a member of my team. And in addition to that, they can continue to be able to observe the turtles after that session's finished. So what we're saying is, anytime anybody wants to go and see these turtles, they can just pop along to the Jumeirah on the Zoom Hotel.
How big is your team, Warren?
There's seven of us, and we're based in Burj Al Arab.
Well, you seven are doing a fantastic job. Thank you so much for inviting me along this morning. It was really special.
I'm really glad you enjoyed it. Thank you very much for coming.
This will make you laugh. As I was leaving, there was a dad with his little girl, and she was whinging. And he said to her, I overheard this, he said, "You're 3 years old. Daddy has never seen that, and you've seen it, and you're only three. Get over yourself."
Absolutely, yes. It is it's a really special event. It's very unique. So we're lucky in a sense that we can offer that experience to people. And we're really proud of what we're doing.
Thank you so much, Warren. I'll get that on this afternoon. You're a star.
Okay.
Right, that was Warren, who works at the Dubai Turtle Rehabilitation Centre, which I didn't even know there was one until this morning.
I've done that before, because they do that quite often, actually. It's lovely. And I remember the day that I went out, there was this huge turtle. I don't know how big.
They were massive.
There was one guy. He was so big.
Sure, it was a guy?
I'm just guessing it was that. But and he had the big antenna on his back. But it was so funny because some of the little guys, they go in the wrong direction. So
yeah.
You have to kind of guide them and say, no, that way to the sea.
And even when they get in the sea, sometimes they go left and just go along the shoreline.
I think they're going to the Burj Al Arab. They're like, let's take a visit. But they go fast, Steph.
Yeah.
They go so fast, those little turtles. I didn't realize they can swim that fast.
No, they're very cute. If you want to see the video, because I did make a video while I was down there, jump onto the Facebook page for Dubai Eye and you can see those little turtles being released back into the wild, which is lovely.